Oh, hi, I didn't see you there.
I'm sitting right here. How can't you see me?
I don't know. I have my eyes closed, I guess.
Okay.
Hi there. Welcome in to the Fantasy Phenoms podcast. Justin Herforth here with Andrew Cook. It is Wednesday, December 11th, week 15 of the NFL season. Right near the end there, Andrew.
I'm in the semifinals.
Semifinals round. We're getting down to the nitty-gritty of the year at this point.
Yep.
Stressful situations.
Especially for you. Actually, I guess not for you,
know,
huh? You just get to relax.
You know, somewhat, I'm in my family league right now. I'm in the semifinals. I guess it's the first round of the playoffs for us, but technically it's still the semifinals.
Yeah.
But it's the semifinals. I'm facing my dad this week. I finally want to win a league. For those of you who do not know, I am 0-6 in the championship round. In fantasy football, I've made the championship six times. I've had six heartbreaks.
Yikes.
One of them was to me. One of them was to you.
2 years ago.
So four of them were in the main money league, and then two of them are in just various other leagues I have been in. Let me tell you, it doesn't get any easier. It hurts every single time. Last year, it ruined my Christmas.
What hurts the most?
So the last 2 years, it's ruined my Christmas.
Oh, my God.
Like, last year, it was on Christmas Eve, and it came down to Monday Night Football, and it just ruined my entire night.
Oh, boy.
I just sat there, and I just hated life for the next day.
AKA, Justin's telling you to send him gifts, because he's going to be sad.
If you want to send me gifts, that's okay.
Like, what kind of gifts do you want?
I'll take any kind of gift.
Do you have any preference?
You
heard it. Justin said any gift.
Actually, I take that back.
Any gift.
If those gifts that are not inappropriate, I do not want those gifts.
We'll keep it at that.
Gifts.
All right. So we're going to get into our matchups today. We're not doing it the same format as before. We're not doing a segment. We just want to get into the matchups for you guys because it is playoff week. It's still continuing of the playoffs.
Yeah, Andrew.
So,
gosh.
How many buys are there this week?
There are zero buys.
Yeah, there's zero buys this week. So, we have a lot of games to cover. Hopefully this podcast does well. We switch up our setup a little bit. If there are any problems, well, that's why.
Just yell at Andrew.
Yeah.
It's his
okay.
fault.
So, Thursday Night Football. Start us out. Thursday Night Football, what do you expect?
Oh, boy. We got a barn burner here. We got the Jets taking on the Ravens.
I'm sure Jets are heavy favorites.
Oh, yeah, heavy favorites on the road. I think they're probably 2-point favorites on the road. I think.
Yeah, probably.
It's a heavy line. But
I know they're actually down by 14. They're 14-point underdogs.
I'm shocked. I am absolutely shocked. The Ravens coming into this one. Lamar Jackson, a little banged up. I think he had a quad injury. That's what they were calling it.
It really matter, though?
It does not matter because he says he's going to play, and as long as Lamar Jackson's on the field, they're going to torch the Jets.
Yep.
That's what it comes down to here. That Ravens offense, it is lethal. So, buyer beware with the New York Jets players coming into this one. Not many guys I'm really looking to play here from the Jets side. That Ravens defense, they are lethal.
Yeah, by not many, do you mean none?
I mean, you still got to play Le'Veon.
Besides Le'Veon, sure.
I know Robbie Anderson, he's been great.
So I'm only playing Le'Veon.
He was my start of the week last week, but I am going to sit him as well. I'm not risking that because he's a big play threat, but the Ravens, they're able to nullify that. He'll probably be seeing a lot of Marcus Peters, so stay away from Robbie if you can afford to do so. So, yeah, mainly just Le'Veon Bell at this point. I'm not even playing Darnold, my start of the week last week as well. Just stay away at this point.
Completely agree. And also Ryan Griffin will probably be out. I don't think he's confirmed out yet, but he's probably going to be out.
It's still early. It's Wednesday, so stay tuned.
Ravens side then. Lamar Jackson, you're playing him, assuming he's active and healthy, good to go. And then running backs, you're playing Mark Ingram in this game. Wide receivers, are you taking a shot on Hollywood Brown here? Last week we were kind of hesitant. This week are you taking a shot?
I'm still a little hesitant. He is a very week-to-week kind of player. You never really know what you are going to get from him.
Yeah, I don't know if you want to rely on him in the playoffs.
I'm not like crazy about it. I'm going to stick with the same mindset. Unless you're a massive underdog, I will not play Hollywood Brown. You need that big play. Go with Hollywood. If you're favorite at all, I would stick with the security option.
I know Mark Andrews is dealing with injury. We'll have to wait for updates for him. If he is active, though, I'm plugging him into my
Even
lineup.
If he is active, the Jets, they're surprisingly good against the tight end. They actually are second best against the tight end position.
Yeah, but you're probably still starting him.
Yeah, I mean, unless you have another option. For example, like someone came to me with the question on Twitter, do I start Mark Andrews if he's active or Tyler Higbee?
Okay.
Like, I would go Tyler Higbee there.
Yeah, he's been getting real involved recently.
Yeah, exactly. So there are options that you could pick up. Like, I might even go like Dallas Goedert over him this week. Very plus matchup for him, so... There are some other options if Andrews is active.
Yeah, and the Ravens defense is obviously a good start in this game. I wouldn't play any of the Ravens wide receivers, though. You're just taking a shot.
Yeah, it's too risky for me.
Sunday games, then. Patriots-Bengals is our first game.
Oh, God.
I mean, do you expect the Bengals to be somewhat competitive in this game?
No, because the Patriots recorded them last week.
Yeah, well.
Oh.
Do you buy that it was only for the documentary?
No, absolutely not.
Really?
They're full of it.
Really?
If you don't have a previous track record of it, sure, I'll believe that.
Sure.
But it's the Patriots, man. Like, they've been caught for this stuff, like, what, three times now? And one of them was with the Super Bowl against the Rams? Like, come on.
Yeah.
There's too much evidence there. Yeah, I won't believe any of that.
In terms of their players in this game, then, who are you looking to play? Their offense it's just been kind of bad. They haven't really been able to get a lot going. So, Julian Edelman's probably still an every week start on your team. Besides him, though, are you willing to play?
I feel fine with most options in this game for the Patriots. If they're not going to get it right this week, they're not going to get right at all. So, I might still roll out Tom Brady. There are some other options that I might consider over Tom Brady, but he's a decent option this week for the most part. Like, I would consider like Ryan Tannehill over him, Jameis Winston, Kyler Murray, those kinds of quarterbacks, or even like Carson Wentz. I might prefer over Brady this week, just because he has shown that. So Brady still is a startable asset, but there are some guys that would start ahead of him.
You remember at the beginning of the season when he was, like, the guy to have on your team?
He was, yeah. And I actually picked him up before week one, and then I traded him. Yeah. So
he was the guy to have.
Yeah.
And then running backs, your temperature on Sony Michel is what? Bench?
Barely has a pulse.
So he's on your bench.
So some rosters can't afford to bench him, though. That's the thing. He's in one... He might be in that situation.
You'd play James White over him.
Yeah, I would play James White over him, but if you're not going to start him this week, you're not going to start him at all. The Bengals are horrendous against the run. That's been the case all season long.
He's had good matchups before, too.
I know.
He just hasn't.
But this is the bell of the ball, quoting Michael Scott. So,
if you want to take your shot, go ahead.
Yeah, I mean,
I'm not more confident than like a flex level player.
Yeah, that's as high as I would go. I'm not going to go like RB2 anymore with him, but... If you're not going to start him this week, what's the point even having him?
Yeah. Yeah. And I guess we can hop to the Bengals side then. Andy Dalton is back, I think. I
can make this really easy.
Okay.
I'm only starting Joe Mixon from the Bengals. That's it.
You're not taking the chance on Tyler Boyd?
No.
At all?
Nope.
Tyler Boyd or Sony Michel?
Oh, God. Sony.
Okay.
I don't like any match. The Bengals offense against the Patriots defense. The Patriots.
They are at home, though.
I don't care.
All right. What about garbage time for the Bengals? I could see this being a really low scoring game.
Yeah, that's why I don't really like it.
I mean,
I think the Patriots might tweak this one out like 24 to like 13.
Yeah.
Anything like that, but it's not going to be a barn burner by any stretch. Even if they do get some garbage time, I'm not really confident in just relying on that garbage time in the semifinals.
So you're only playing Joe Mixon then from the Bengals
Correct.
Side. Patriots defense, you're auto-starting them still?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. Bucks at Texans in Detroit.
That is Bucks at Lions in Detroit.
Why did I say Texans?
I have no idea.
Oh, because Texans.
They're right below there.
That's like subliminal messaging.
Oh, my goodness.
I didn't even read the matchup.
So, guys, apparently the Texans are in Detroit now.
Yeah.
The Detroit Texans.
No, but it's the Bucks against the Lions. Bucks-Texans would be a better matchup.
It would be.
Bucks-Lions. This is probably... I want it to be a high-scoring game. I just don't know if the Lions will be able to keep that up because the Bucks defense is actually pretty good. We'll just stay on the Lions then. You're confident enough. Kenny Galladay is just proving he's going to get it done constantly.
Yeah, I mean, you got to play him regardless of who's under center for the Lions. He's getting it done. That his talent just shines no matter who's throwing the ball. We saw that year after year with Calvin Johnson. We're seeing the same thing with Kenny Galladay now. So you're playing him no matter who is under center. So yep. I feel fine.
Yeah, and then running backs. I wouldn't start any running backs in this game, I don't think.
I would not either.
For the Lions, the only player I would play is Kenny Galladay.
Yeah, I mean, especially with Marvin Jones down on injury reserve. So
you're not taking a shot on Amendola.
If you're really desperate for a flex, maybe.
But, I mean, like, your targets from blow, like, they're not going to be great.
No, I mean, like, they're targets are targets, but only guy...
His ceiling's low.
Yeah, exactly. So he's more of a floor guy. He might get you those 6 to 8 points.
In the playoffs, you probably just don't even... There's no point. No, there's like, you're not even really looking for that floor. You need to beat another good team, so...
Yeah, no. Unless you're in a very, very deep league and you have injuries, and that's the only scenario I see playing
or
him.
Or somehow you get a huge lead on Thursday night or something, and you want a super safe play.
I still wouldn't do it.
Yeah, that's why I don't really play Galladay.
I keep my foot on the gas when I can.
The Lions defense could be interesting if Winston's injury is... I don't know, a little bit more serious.
Yeah.
You know, it could be an interesting play. I considered picking them up in the scenario that Winston's out. But the Bucs side then, Jameis Winston, I'm guessing he'll play. He'll probably be fine.
He will be fine.
And you don't have Mike Evans now, so...
Chris Godwin. Oh, it's Chris Godwin's season.
You're not worried about Darius Slay?
No.
Okay.
He, like, the Lions defense, they've been getting torched week after week, so I feel fine.
Do you expect...
And Godwin primarily lives in the slot. So, Darius Slay typically covers the outside receiver.
You think he'll be on, like, Breshad Perriman or something?
He might be.
Do you expect Breshad Perriman or Watson to be the productive wide receiver?
I would say Perriman. We've seen it throughout the season. He has that rapport with Jameis. So
I mean, Watson had a good week last week.
If I had to guess one guy, I would say Breshad Perriman. But, I mean, both are in the mix there. But I think the slight edge is Perriman.
Yeah, I don't think I'd play either, though.
They're more of a stash for me, unless you absolutely have no one else to play.
It's kind of similar to, like, the Chiefs when you take a shot on, like, Mecole Hardman, DeMarcus Robinson.
Exactly.
Like, one of them might have a really good game, but, I mean...
You're playing Russian roulette at that point.
Yeah. And then running backs, Ronald Jones, how are you feeling about him? With Peyton Barber, he steals some touchdowns here. Are you...
Yeah, I mean, Ronald Jones, he has the weeks he could be a high-end RB2, and then he's a low-end flex. So, you're really kind of taking your shot there. That's the best way to kind of put that.
I see him as a flex play.
I would still flex him.
Yeah. Him or Sony Michel?
Definitely Ronald Jones. The matchup's, it's too good against Detroit, and he is getting the, like, majority of touches out of that backfield. Sony's really splitting time now with James White, and it's just a mess.
Do you consider the Bucs defense in that game then?
That's a tough one because they are so bad against the pass that could really just kind of ruin things. Because Detroit, their running game is almost non-existent at this point. They mainly have to do all their damage through the air with, like, Kenny Galladay and those options over there. For upside play, for, like, if you're looking for turnovers, I might lean for Tampa at that point because that pass rush could get to David Blau. See what happens with that, but. There probably are better options out there for you.
Okay. Yeah, makes sense. And O.J. Howard, I think he's a good play this week.
I agree. He's a good guy to take a shot on. Detroit's not very good. I think he's
the real second option behind Godwin.
Yeah, that could be the case.
He's been getting more involved. It's
hard for him to get less involved. That's what I'll say.
Your floor, though, is zero targets.
Correct.
Like, that's the problem.
Been there.
All right, let's go Texans-Titans. Texans... Bad week last week at home.
Way to use your words, buddy.
Really bad. Really bad. Against the Broncos and against rookie quarterback Drew Lock. So that says how bad their defense is. I mean, do you think Drew Lock is like an all-star? I don't think
Drew Lock thinks Drew Lock's a superstar.
Yeah, okay. So I think this is mainly based on the Texans defense. I guess we can start with the Titans then, because we're talking about Texans defense. The Titans side, do you expect them to have a big offensive performance this week?
At home? I really do. Derrick Henry is going to go ballistic this week.
Now, while I want that to happen, I'm concerned about his injury. I am concerned about the injury, because...
We're waiting for more practice reports to come out.
He's going to play, but I just... Like, what's the point of even? I don't know, man. I guess if the Texans compete, he might just have to stay in the game. But
yeah, they're gonna score points. The Texans offense will keep up.
You're obviously playing Derrick Henry. AJ Brown is a great play in this game. I don't think you're playing Corey Davis.
No.
Jonnu Smith is an okay, you know.
I feel okay with Jonnu.
Either three targets or three receptions last week. One for a touchdown. He didn't have a crazy day. He salvaged his day with the touchdown. I think it might have been like 3 for 29 and a touchdown or something like that. So, you could take a shot on Jonnu Smith. Touchdown dependent.
Yeah, he had 3 catches on 4 targets for 29 yards and a touchdown. It's nothing great. He is very touchdown dependent. That target share is not crazy good. So, you probably have better options out there for this week. So, if you had to play him, you got to play him.
And Ryan Tannehill is a great play.
I love Tannehill this week as well. I think it's going to be a really high-scoring game.
Do you think Tannehill's legit? Like, is he franchise quarterback?
The Titans seem to think so. They're talking about locking him up long-term, so.
Titans have a lot of young, good players, though.
He's looked really good. Like, they're 8-5. They're right in the thick of things.
Imagine if Corey Davis could, like, get on track. It's only A.J. Brown right now.
It blows my mind. And I still don't understand how A.J. Brown does not get more snaps. They still play Tajae Sharpe over him.
A.J. Brown had, like, he still gets a lot of snaps. Last week, I think he was in the 90s.
Yeah, it's about time. It's probably the first time this year.
He's finally, like, trending towards getting a lot of snaps.
He has so much talent.
Tajae Sharpe still does get playing time, but they run, like, 3 wide receiver sets.
It's a shame.
Texans, then. Deshaun Watson, you're still playing him every week, no matter what, because he's Deshaun Watson. Are you concerned about Carlos Hyde and Duke Johnson in this game, then?
The Titans' defense, they're pretty solid against the run. I still might be playing them, at least one of them.
I'd be kind of concerned about both of them. I don't know what your upside is here.
They're more or less like a security play. I know Carlos Hyde, just from the sheer volume, you might need to play him as a flex option.
I think Duke Johnson might even have a better game than Hyde this week.
If I had to pick one, I would go Duke over Carlos. But if you're looking for carries, go with Carlos. But if you're a PPR format at all, I would go Duke.
And wide receiver-wise then, Hopkins is an auto start every single week. And Will Fuller, are you taking the shot on him?
I am not. Yeah. I want nothing to do with Will Fuller.
And we don't even know if he's going to play. He's questionable, so we'll see. Texans kind of need him after last week, so he'll probably be active. But all right, Broncos, Chiefs. Would you play the Titans defense in that matchup?
Probably not. Not against that Texans offense.
Titans defense has been good, though. But all right, Broncos, Chiefs. Is Drew Locke going to just go off again here? Because this was against the bad Texans secondary. The Chiefs secondary isn't crazy good. So, do you expect a big offensive performance from the Broncos?
That's really tough to predict, man.
The
Chiefs do give up fantasy points.
It could be a low-scoring game, because the Broncos' defense is good.
They're so hit or miss, that Chiefs... The Chiefs' defense, they're like 1 week they just shut someone down, next week they give up like 40 points.
Yeah.
So it's just really tough to predict with them, but I would have to lean no with Drew Luck. There's not much game tape on him at this point in time, so nothing really to game plan. So him coming in now against the Chiefs, they have a great coaching staff there, Steve Spagnuolo. He does a great job with that defense. They make really good adjustments. So I do think they will kind of nullify things. They're going to try and take away Philip Lindsay. And if they take away the run...
You're still playing Lindsay,
yes,
though.
You still got to play Lindsay. He's an every-week play. The Chiefs' defense, they're not good against the run, so that's what they're really going to focus on. Actually, in the last matchup they had, they literally game-planned for the run. They just stacked the box every single time back when Joe Flacco started, and they made Joe Flacco beat them. So they might stick with that same kind of method there.
And are you starting Cortland Sutton still?
He's an every week play.
Even though last week he didn't really get it done for you because it was like... what did he have last week? I don't think he had a good week.
I will let you know.
It was like he had like 5 fantasy points, something like that. It was not that
good.
So
he had 5 receptions on 7 targets for 34 yards.
I mean, the 7 targets is something that you want.
Yeah, that's why I'm not considering benching him.
Yeah, I'm not benching him in this matchup, but... I don't know. Just beware. You just don't know what Drew Locke's going to do. Noah Fant had like 4 receptions for 113 last week. So, So on the Broncos side, then, I'm probably playing just Lindsey and Sutton. You can take a shot on Noah Fant if you want. I'm probably leaning towards another option, but you can take a shot on him. The Chiefs side. Pat Mahomes is an auto start along with Tyreek Hill. So other than Mahomes, Hill, and Kelsey, are you taking a shot at anyone else? Their backfield or other wide receivers?
Oh, boy. Probably not. That Denver defense, they're a solid unit. So I might honestly just stick with the big three there, Mahomes, Hill, and Kelsey there. So I'm not trusting any of the backfield at this point. It's too much in flux at this point in the season.
Yep. No way you can rely on one of them for your fantasy playoffs.
No, and you're definitely not relying on Mecole Hardman or DeMarcus Robinson or any of those options. So I think that's probably it from them.
Agreed. And I don't think I'd play either defense in this game.
Correct.
All right, let's jump to the Dolphins-Giants. Yes, let's go. This is my favorite game of the week. Dolphins, then. Ryan Fitzpatrick seems to get it done. He could be a good streaming option for you.
Yes, he could be.
This week. I'm currently deciding between Ryan Fitzpatrick and Baker Mayfield. I doubt that I'm going to bench Baker because we'll talk about it later, but he's playing against the 32nd-ranked Cardinals defense against the quarterback, so it's very hard to bench him. But anyway, Dolphins and Fitzpatrick, I believe the Giants are ranked somewhere in the 20s against the quarterback.
I believe they're, I think they're 29th.
Yeah, so it's bad. The only problem with starting Fitzpatrick this week is you're hoping he connects with the other targets because Devontae Parker, I'm guessing he'll be out. If Devontae Parker's active, you're fine, whatever, good to go. It's every week Fitzpatrick stream. But if he's out, do you really want to put your faith in Ryan Fitzpatrick in the playoffs with Devontae Parker out?
No, I would definitely pivot if Parker happens to be inactive. But like you said, if he is active, I'm firing him up. If you really do need a QB stream, like in your case you do, because you have Matt Ryan and he's taking on the 49ers.
Now, next week for Matt Ryan, it's great. So I forget who he plays. It's a really good matchup, though, next week, so I'm excited about that. But this week, not so much. I think he's at home against middle of the pack.
Yeah, he's at home next week against Jacksonville. So yeah, that's a fantastic matchup.
Yeah. But, yeah, I mean, this is all relying on Devontae Parker. Their offense is kind of revolves around him at this point, him and Mike Gesicki. So the running backs, I'm not playing either running back. I'm not going to play Patrick Laird. You're not taking a shot on him.
The intern is staying on the bench.
Are you playing Gesicki then?
He's
probably a good play.
Yeah, Gesicki's a streaming option for me. So I would consider him. The Giants are kind of middle of the pack against a tight end. Why not?
Devontae Parker, Mike Gesicki, two.
Especially options. If Parker happens to be inactive, someone's got to get the targets. The ball has to go somewhere. And Gesicki, he's shown to be a reliable target, so.
I mean, the Giants' defense is really bad.
Yeah, it doesn't. Like, we saw Zach Ertz catch two touchdowns last week against the Giants. So,
yeah.
We'll see what happens.
Giants, then, they should have Daniel Jones back, I hope, in, like, probably another week after this.
Yeah.
I'm saying.
So you're going to get Eli.
You're getting Eli again this week. So, he got the job done for, like,
two quarters.
Yeah, 2.5 quarters, but, yeah. You're not streaming Eli in this game, are you? It's against the Dolphins at home.
You have to be in a real pickle.
You got to be bold
to
play Eli.
That's a really bold move. Yeah. I don't even think I'm pretty bold with my calls sometimes and like starts I've made in the playoffs. I think last year I started what's his name? Oh my gosh.
What team?
Deshaun Hamilton from the Broncos.
Oh yeah.
I started him in the championship. He came through for me, but you know,
you still lost.
I still lost. He had a really good game. But like, I've made some bold plays, but that's a really bold one.
I would not start Eli Manning. But, so this Giants offense, they should still be able to be productive, though. I'm playing Saquon, obviously. Darius Slayton, I think, is a good play. You got to play Darius Slayton.
Yeah, I don't think you can bench him.
He's the wide receiver 30 now in half-point PPR formats. Like, he's climbing up
there. It's incredible.
So I'm playing Darius Slayton this week. And tight ends, Evan Engram, I doubt he'll be back out there. So
if Engram's inactive, I'm not touching any Giants tight end. I know Red Ellison's also dealing with injury, so we're not sure if he's gonna be back either. So yeah, just kind of stay away from that point if Engram is out.
Are you taking a shot on Golden Tate then? He didn't come through last week for you, so against the Dolphins, last week it was against the Eagles, who are a bad secondary too. They did target him a lot, but
Yeah, he's more of a lower end flex for me. Nothing really too crazy for Golden Tate. There probably are better options for you to kind of plug and play, but he's kind of middle of the pack for there, but
I'm not starting him.
I'm just not crazy about it just because of last week and leaving that bad taste in your mouth. And I don't want to rely on him in the semifinals.
Yep. Okay, Eagles-Redskins. Eagles need to win this game. Every single week is his must-win for this Eagles team on the road against the Redskins. Let me just say this. I know you like the Eagles defense this week.
I do.
This morning, I dropped the Eagles defense.
Oh, no.
Now, the reason I dropped it is because they're on the road. Listen, let me just... Last week, they played at home against the Giants, and they still did terrible. This is about as good as a matchup as... At home against the Giants, and they did terrible. I'm going to get the Eagles' defensive stats for you. While I do that, why don't you talk about the Eagles' fantasy outlook?
So I'm gonna touch base a little bit more on that Eagles' defense from that game. So we're looking at things in the first half. They look bad in the first half. I'm looking at more the momentum they're carrying from that second half. They were dominant in the second half of that game. They completely shut down that entire Giants offense. They could not move the ball at all in the second half. That's how the Eagles came back. They scored 20 unanswered. And they won the game as a result of that. So I'm looking at them carrying the momentum from that game. A lot of emotion in that win. I really think they're going to carry that over into Washington. It's a must win. Every week's a must win from it at this point in the year. They basically need to win out to win the division because I don't want to rely on Dallas to lose in those games. So they control their own destiny, and I really do think they're going to carry that momentum, at least this week into Washington. Next week against Dallas, that's anybody's ball game. We have no idea what's going to happen. But for this week alone, the Eagles defense, I feel very confident in them.
Yeah, I mean, they put up 3 points against the 29th ranked New York Giants offense. Then they put up 1 point against the 31st Dolphins offense. Mm-hmm. So, like, it just, I feel like I don't want to rely on that for my fantasy playoffs in Washington. Granted, it's against Dwayne Haskins, who's pretty bad, but I dropped them. I don't know what I'm going to do for my defense. Currently, I'm sitting with the Panthers at home against Seattle because Russell Wilson's been getting sacked, and I'm hoping that that continues to happen. We'll see. We'll see what happens here, but I'm kind of worried about the Eagles' defense. Then the fantasy options then?
Yeah. I mean, Carson Wentz, he's a fine play this week at the quarterback position. We saw him throw it a lot last week against the Giants. He had 50 dropbacks, 50 passing attempts. He completed 33 of them, so very strong completion percentage for him there. Where it gets tricky is who's he going to throw the ball to? Alshon Jeffrey, he's out. He's basically done him for the rest of the year. He has a foot injury. Wide receivers that were left, J.J. Arcega-Whiteside, he had an injury. He was hobbling off the field towards the end there. So they were currently running three tight ends for the most part. Their lone wide receiver left was Greg Ward, practice squad superstar.
He's okay.
He's okay. He's like nothing special, but he can run some routes. He can catch a few balls. He had a few good catches in overtime. So, I mean, they're always not lost with him, but they need some more depth there. We're hoping Aguilar's back. That could help things out a little bit. But look for a lot of Zach Ertz, a lot of Dallas Goedert, even some Joshua Perkins maybe mixed in there.
In terms of fantasy then, but you're not playing Carson Wentz in this game, are you? It's a good matchup.
I would still play Carson Wentz in this matchup.
You think so?
Yeah, I think he's looked good, and he's still able to get the ball out of his hands.
What if your only healthy wide receiver is Nelson Aguilar and Greg Ward?
They'll still sign somebody else. But yeah. By the time the game happens.
Oh, man. It's such a bad situation.
What I can say is it will not be Jordan Matthews because he signed a one-year deal today with the 49ers.
Again?
Yeah.
Wow, okay.
He's back.
I guess because... I don't even... Oh, because of Marquise Goodwin.
Probably.
Because he went on IR, I think, or whatever. All right, so then with the Eagles side, also Jordan Howard, I don't know if he's back.
There's no news on him. So if he's out, Miles Sanders, I feel good about him. Even with Boston Scott going bananas.
You're not starting Boston Scott, though?
I'm not starting Boston Scott. The most I would have, if you have a free roster spot, maybe stash him.
Yeah. He's currently still on waivers in our league for reference. So, then, I guess, Zach Ertz is an every week play. Dallas Goedert, you said, is fine.
Yeah, I would play both of them this week. Okay. Redskins are very poor against a tight end. And lo and behold, that's all we have left, basically, to catch the ball. So, it works out pretty well.
Basically. Redskins, then... Terry McLaurin, will he bounce back. I mean, actually, last week he had, I think he had 14.8 points. So, like, he it
had,
was a good week.
He had a catch last week that was fantastic. Oh, I saw his touchdown. Yep. Oh, my goodness.
It was a one-handed pull-in. Yeah.
He's incredible.
Yeah, he's really good. So, especially in Madden, he's a good Madden too.
Oh, we're not. Don't even get into that.
So, are you going to be playing McLaurin?
Yes.
You're confident in playing him this week?
Yes.
Okay. Okay.
You're expecting... He's probably the only one that can beat the Eagles.
Is that the only Redskin you're playing?
Probably, yeah. I don't trust AP.
No AP?
No,
not?
I don't trust AP against the Eagles. Last year when he had the majority of touches, he had like a fluke 90-yard touchdown. That was basically all he had the rest of the game. I think he had like 10 yards on like 8 carries the rest of the game. So I don't want to rely on that.
You don't see him getting in for like a touchdown from the 2 not. Or something?
It could happen. I don't want to rely on it.
Yeah.
There's so many other guys I would play over AP.
I see him as a flex level player. I don't see him as, like, no way you're starting him, but I see him as a flex-level play. And Seahawks-Panthers, then. This should be a good game in Carolina. Kyle Allen's still the starting quarterback for the Panthers. It's a toss-up what he wants to do every single week, but for the Panthers' side, I don't think I'm streaming Kyle Allen. Man, you could take the shot on him. He could have a good game here.
I mean, he could have a good game.
Like,
but
he's a waiver wire option.
Well, it comes down to who do you like over, like, who would you, like, start Kyle Allen over at this point? Like, would you start him over Derek Carr?
Who does Derek Carr plays against the Jags? Yeah, no, probably not.
Philip Rivers. Against Minnesota.
Yeah, I'd probably play Philip Rivers.
Yeah. But, Garner Minshew at Oakland.
I'd play him over Garner Minshew.
Okay. Mitchell Trubisky at Green Bay, coming off the...
I'd play Kyle Allen. I'm worried about Trubisky there.
Ryan Fitzpatrick.
I'd play Fitzpatrick. Okay. If Devontae Parker's back. But, I mean, the Panthers, DJ Moore's going to have a good game. You're starting him every single week. Curtis Samuel, you can take your flex shot with Curtis Samuel if you want.
One guy I really like is Ian Thomas from this one. The tight end. He had 10 targets last week in the absence of Greg Olsen. So if Greg Olsen is inactive, I'd feel very confident playing Ian Thomas. That target share is there.
That's how you picked him up today.
I did.
But he'll just ride your bench. You're not actually playing him, are you?
Actually, I didn't pick him up. I picked up David Njoku.
Oh, someone. No, I have David Njoku.
Oh, no, that different league. I'm thinking my family league.
I was going to say, I did.
No, never mind.
I think you did pick up him.
The money Thomas, league is you? Dead to me at this point. did I pick up Ian Thomas?
I think you did.
No, I didn't.
Oh, really? Someone did.
Someone did. Who did?
Someone picked up Ian Thomas in our league, but, I mean, it's just an ad that...
Jordan picked him up. Okay. He also picked up Mitchell Trubisky.
Yeah, so these, I mean...
Interesting.
Yeah, Ian Thomas could be a good play this week. Obviously, McCaffrey, you're starting on a weekly basis. Seahawks side, who are you playing over there?
Russell Wilson, obviously. He's an every week play.
I mean, maybe not even obviously because he hasn't been doing good.
I'm still playing him. He's
a star, but he hasn't been doing good fantasy-wise.
He's too good to bench because, you know, the second you do bench him, he's going to go off. So that's my one rule in fantasy football. You play your superstars unless the matchup is so unbearably bad, I just don't want to touch it. Unless you're playing the Patriots, I'm going to start them.
Okay.
Even in that case, Lamar Jackson broke that trend. So
yeah.
You got to start your stars.
But he's Lamar Jackson.
Exactly. You got to start your superstars. Russell Wilson, please fire him up still. Chris Carson, he's a great player. I love Chris Carson, especially with Rashad Penny. He's on the shelf now, so more carries are going
Chris
Carson's way.
We just saw Devonta Freeman get it done against the Panthers.
Exactly. The Panthers all season long, they're good against the pass, bad against the run. So and basically any running back against the Panthers, they're basically lined up for a good day. So Chris Carson... Plug and play. Wide receiver wise, you still got to play Tyler Lockett.
You're still playing him?
You kind of have to. Like, who are your. Give me some options over Tyler Lockett.
Terry McLaurin or Tyler Lockett?
This week?
Yeah.
Man. Okay, that's a good one.
I mean, you might have McLaurin on your bench.
I still might go Lockett, though.
Darius Slayton or Tyler Lockett?
Lockett.
Really?
Yeah.
What?
I trust the number one.
I don't know. I don't know.
I trust the quarterback more than anything.
Mike Williams or Tyler Lockett?
That's Lockett.
Adam Thielen or Tyler Lockett?
Well, Thielen, I'm pretty sure.
Thielen's going to play.
He's going to play.
I believe he's going to play.
I don't think he
I
is.
I believe I just got... I believe earlier I got I word I, that he was going to play.
I thought I saw he aggravated again.
I don't believe so. I will give you a definite answer. Barring a setback in practice this week, Vikings wide receiver Adam Thielen is expected to return to the lineup someday.
Yeah, I'm not playing him.
You're not playing him?
No.
Okay. All right. Long story short, Justin's not playing.
I'm not playing Adam Thielen. He's going to aggravate a hamstring yet again. He tries to come back way too soon every single time. If the Vikings were smart, they would just sit him until the playoffs. Because they're going to make the playoffs, let's be honest. They're going to make that wild card. They've been doing fine without him. I would just bring him back in the wild card.
Yeah. Okay. Then Metcalf?
Metcalf, probably not. Just because, like you said, it is a very tough matchup against Carolina's defense. They've been pretty stout. But I think I would just play Lockett from that receiving core this week.
Okay.
Tight end, if you want to take a shot, maybe go Jacob Hollister there. The ball has to go somewhere. So Hollister, he's been pretty reliable in the last few weeks.
Bears-Packers divisional game. Yeah, I'm worried about the Bears offense in this game. I know Trubisky get a good game, but I think the Packers are going to get it done pretty handily in this one. We'll see. Packers then, I'm starting up. Are you starting Aaron Rodgers? That's like a big question for this week against the Bears.
Oh, man.
If I have him, I'm probably starting him.
I probably have to. Like, I think he's a borderline QB1 in
him
this.
Him or Fitzpatrick?
Rodgers.
Rodgers or Baker Mayfield?
Baker.
Okay, so there's your cutoff. Okay, Rodgers or Carson Wentz?
I go Wentz.
I think I'd go Rodgers there.
I'm going Wentz purely because of the matchup. Obviously, the receiving core doesn't help him there, but that Washington defense, they are just not good.
But running back then, Aaron Jones is an every week start. Jamal Williams?
Flex play.
Flex level play. Okay. He didn't have a good week last week.
Yeah, the Bears, they're pretty vulnerable against the run. We've seen that basically throughout the majority of the season this year. So I would still fire up Jamal just to kind of temper your expectations with I think Aaron Jones is slowly getting a little more touches out of that backfield.
He's actually catching passes, so yeah. Getting targeted. Wide receivers, you're starting Devontae Adams still every single week, even though he hasn't had the crazy games you've wanted from Devontae
Adams. And that's probably
the
only pass catcher I would look to play as well.
Yeah, I agree. I agree with you there. And let's go to this Bears side. Also, I think the Packers defense is a good play in this game against the Bears. Going into that then, the Bears, who are you playing on this Bears side, and what confidence level do you have in them?
I think David Montgomery, he's a decent play. I'm not crazy about it, but I would still look to possibly flex him. The Packers, they're like the Bears, they're bad against the run. They're good against the pass. Overall, that Packers defense, they are middle of the pack, so they are beatable through the air as well, which is why I feel okay with Allen Robinson. If you're desperate for, like, if you have Mike Evans, he's injured, there's no one else, you're kind of scrambling. Maybe Anthony Miller could be an option for you as well. He's looked okay the last couple games. That target share is slowly going back to him. So, I mean, he's an okay flex play as well if you want to take a shot on Anthony Miller. But after that, that's probably about it from that Bears offense.
Agreed. Vikings-Chargers. This Chargers team is clearly based around, I guess, their running backs. Austin Ekeler, Melvin Gordon, you're starting both of them every single week, clearly. Keenan Allen, you're still starting?
You got to start him.
On a weekly basis?
You have to.
Mike Williams, is he an intriguing play to you this week? A flex level play?
That's probably about as high as I would go with Mike Williams. He's a mid-level flex play for me. Nothing too crazy for Mike Williams. We still have not seen that explosive game from him quite yet. He's been injured all season long, just kind of battling through it. If you have another option, pivot. I would go like Darius Slayton over Mike Williams.
Yeah, I agree.
As kind of like a basis there. Nothing. I'm not too crazy about Mike Williams overall. Hunter Henry, I feel fine with still.
Sure. I think Phillip Rivers is a deeper streaming option. That's me.
A deeper streaming. He's not like a top tier streaming option.
I agree. I don't think he's top tier.
I know you had this question. You texted me earlier. You said Baker, Fitzpatrick, or Phillip Rivers. I rank them Baker, Fitzpatrick, Rivers.
And for reference, I currently have Baker starting. Okay. That's where I was leaning, but I just like Phillip Rivers.
For fantasy purposes, I do not like him.
At home against the Vikings are going to put up points. I see a scenario where Phillip Rivers has a good day.
And that Vikings defense could just turn it on.
And they could stop the run, though. Vikings can stop the run, not the pass this year.
Which is pretty worrisome because that Chargers offensive line, they're beat up. And once you hit Phillip Rivers, it's kind of game over.
Yeah, we'll see. We'll see how it goes. We'll see how it goes. Then let's hop over to the Vikings. Dalvin Cook is an instant start. What are you doing with the Vikings wide receivers?
Well, we already know I'm sitting Adam Thielen. That's,
sure. So what about
Stephon Diggs? You got to play him. You got to play
him. You think?
Yeah, you still have to play him.
I'd be a little worried about him in this game.
I'm tempering expectations, but you need to play him.
I see him as like a mid-tier wide receiver 2 to low-end wide receiver 2.
I mean, I think he's a wide receiver 2, so he's still worth playing.
Yeah.
You're not going to bench him.
Yeah. Kyle Rudolph then. Thielen's going to be back, so I'm not interested in Rudolph anymore. Kirk Cousins, is he a streamer?
Yeah, I think he's a solid streaming option.
Okay. I don't think I'd look to play him.
I personally wouldn't play him, but he's okay. Like, I would go...
Better than some waiver options.
Like, I would still go like Tom Brady over him, Baker Mayfield. I might go Jared Goff over him.
I might even go Kyle Allen over him.
I would not go Kyle Allen. I don't trust Kyle Allen. He's been too up and down for me.
I don't know. We'll see. Let's go Jags Raiders. Ew. Oof. Jags side, Gardner Minshew at quarterback. Break this down. Break this game down. Break it down right now. Dance. Break start it dancing. Down.
Dun, dun, nope. dun, 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 dun. Good thing this is audio only because nobody wants to see that.
If you want to see that, let us know. Because
I can give you a little Christmas dance.
Your Christmas dance.
Well, I'll wear my ugly Christmas sweater, and it's going to be
fantastic. I'm very
fantastic.
Ready for Christmas. I'm very excited.
I'm very excited.
Merry Christmas to everyone already, even though it's not Christmas. I'm getting Christmas presents this weekend.
Are you?
Me and my significant other are exchanging gifts.
Oh, that's cute.
So I'm going to get some presents. She's going to get some presents. It's the season of giving.
Oh, yeah.
I'm going to get a fantasy victory. You're going to get a like a sixth place finish.
No, I can't even get that. I have the bye this week. Oh. So I'm playing for last place next week.
No, you aren't.
I am, because I lost.
No. Oh, could you
my roster, if it finishes last place, I'm just going to... I don't know what I'm going to do. It's just...
That is bad.
What a world.
Leonard Fournette, you're playing him. Wide receiver-wise, I'm starting DJ Chark every single week. DD Westbrook, I think, is a good play again here. I'd consider him... I see him as a low-end wide receiver 2 play. I like him a little bit better than a flex option, but I don't know. I see him as low-end wide receiver 2. Do you have anyone else you're starting on the Jags side besides them?
Probably not. I think you kind of touched base on all the guys I'm looking at from the Jags. Yeah, I think we moved to the Raiders.
All right, so what do you like on the Raiders side?
The Raiders side, Josh Jacobs, if he's active, you play him. If not, DeAndre Washington, he's a fine play as well. Jacksonville, they are actually the worst team against fantasy running backs this year. So if you have a running back facing the Jags, please fire them up. Like either one of those guys, they're great. Hint, hint, they are my start of the week. So stay tuned for that, I guess. quarterback-wise, Derek Carr, he's an okay streaming option. Definitely a lower-tier option for me. There's probably much better options. I feel like Ryan Tannehill, Baker Mayfield, we already talked about those guys. So if you have questions about them, please ask us. But yeah, Derek Carr, he's an okay option, just nothing great. Receiver-wise, Tyrell, I would still start him. Darren Waller, those are probably the only pass catchers I'm looking to play from the Raiders this week.
Yeah, I agree with you. I think that's pretty much good for that game. Let's go to the Browns-Cardinals. Who do you expect to win this game, Browns or Cardinals?
I think the Browns win it.
You think the Browns win it?
I think they do.
Okay. Baker Mayfield, we talked about this already. We think he's a decent streaming option this week up against this terrible Cardinals secondary.
So if he's a good streaming option, I have to assume you like the pass catching option as well.
I'm starting both Jarvis Landry and Odell.
I am too. We'll talk about one of those two later.
Okay. I'm starting both David Njoku. I mean, it's against the Cardinals.
All it comes down to is the snap count for me. I think he played about 20 snaps last week.
I can't start him this week.
No, he's more or less like a stash for me.
Yeah. I have him on my bench just so other people can't play him because I worry about someone else playing him and then him going off because it could happen.
Exactly.
But I'm not
I did the exact same in my family league. That's why I said I picked him up. Yep. I forgot which league it was.
Yep.
The one league that is not dead to me right now. That's exactly. That's what I'll say. I'm done ranting.
Nick okay. Chubb, Kareem Hunt.
Oh, fire him up. Easy. Both of them. Easy.
Literally all your Browns options.
If you have someone with a Browns helmet on your roster, you're going to play him.
Ew. Gosh, we're saying that in 2019?
It's... Whew.
Oh, how the tides have turned.
Oh, how the turntables have.
Cardinals side. Kyler Murray, are you starting him back up? He's been kind of bad, but are you playing him in this game?
Yeah, I'm going to. Kyler, he's been a top-tier fantasy quarterback option all season long. I'm not going to bench him at this point. I'm actually facing against him, so I hope he does bad, but he's not going to do bad.
And I think Kenyon Drake's a good play in this game.
Yeah, he's an all right option. Like, RB2, that's probably his value.
The Browns are 26th against the run, so yeah. I think Kenyon Drake's a really good play. Hint, hint.
Oh, really?
Yes. Okay,
interesting. Yes. And how do you feel about the pass-catching options?
The only one that I would start is Christian Kirk.
Okay, we agree then.
Yeah, he's the only one I'm looking to start there. That's about it for the Cardinals side. Rams-Cowboys. This should be a good game. The Rams are on the road, so how do you feel about the Cowboys' defense? Do you see the Cowboys winning this game?
I think they do, and I think it's a high-scoring game.
Okay.
I really do. Cowboys side, we'll stick with them. Dak Prescott, you're going to play him.
Yep.
He's gotten you here. You're going to play him at this point. Zeke, you're playing him as well. Receivers, Amari Cooper, still not 100%. You got to play him too. Michael Gallup, he's an okay guy. Probably.
I think he's a decent play because Jalen Ramsey should be.
Low end two, high end flex. Yeah. If Ramsey's on Cooper, the rest of that defense is not very stellar against the pass, so Gallup could be running wide open down the seam there. So I feel okay with him. Jason Witten, tight end wise, take a shot maybe. Same story, different week. So Jason Witten, if you get the touchdown, you're fine. If not, I guess.
He has a fairly safe floor.
Yeah, I mean, PPR wise, he'll get you like 5 or 6 points if he doesn't get a touchdown.
If you're looking for a safe floor, Jason Witten's a good option.
If you don't want to get goosed, you start Jason Witten.
Yeah. Then let's go to the Rams. They're dealing with Todd Gurley is doing great. So do you expect a top 12 performance from Todd Gurley?
I kind of do, yeah.
Okay.
That Rams offense, they flow much better when Todd Gurley gets going. And I think they're going to do everything in their power to get him going.
I mean, either way, you're going to be starting Gurley along with Robert Woods. You have to start him on an every week basis.
You do.
Like he's back, heavily involved.
Only receivers left that must start for the Rams are Robert Woods,
yeah,
as well as Cooper Kupp.
Yep.
Brandon Cooks, I'm kind of just sitting him at this point in time.
I'm dropping him.
Yeah, I mean, I couldn't argue with you if you were going to drop him. I personally probably wouldn't, just because I don't want to face him, and I just know my luck, he would somehow go off. So I would probably still bench him, but he's towards the bottom of the bench.
And you mentioned Tyler Higbee.
Yeah, Higbee's a fine play. The Cowboys, they're ranked 11th. They're 11th worst against tight end position this year for fantasy purposes. So I feel fine playing Higbee as long as Everett is still out.
And Jared Goff, I don't play him on the road, I don't think. He's pretty bad on the road. I don't think I play him against the Cowboys.
I feel okay. I would still go like Baker over him, but I think he's in the realm of possibilities for streaming candidates.
Okay. Falcons 49ers. This game just shouldn't even be close. This should be a beating.
And the fact we think that it's going to be close now.
It shouldn't be at all. The Falcons should not be able to move the ball.
The Niners are dealing with injuries. Richard Sherman's dealing with an injury. I think, D Ford's out.
On the offensive, didn't they lose one of
their
linemen?
They lost their starting center, so yeah. that's a really big deal. So you never know. It's football. Weird things happen.
I still doubt it. Matt Ryan's probably going to get destroyed by Nick Bosa.
That's definitely possible, and I think that's actually likely.
Yeah.
But I think that the Falcons' defense might actually keep them in the game for a little bit, just because of all the injuries the Niners have.
I don't think they'll be in the game very much. I mean,
first two quarters, it'll be close.
The only player on the Falcons' side I want to play is Julio Jones. Other than Julio,
I'm sitting everybody else.
I'm sitting everyone else, even Devonta Freeman. I understand you might have to flex Freeman. Or even play him as your RB2, depending on where you drafted him, if you didn't make any moves. But I'm not excited about Freeman at all this week. Last week, I was very excited, and clearly he got the job done, but not so much this week. And Austin Hooper, I would play him, though. I think I'm playing Austin Hooper in this game. 49ers, who are you playing on their offense? Are you basically starting up all your options?
You might have to. Jimmy Garoppolo, he's been great. You got to play him. Mostert and Tevin Coleman, they're great as well. So those are two guys you got to play. I do actually think it'll be a closer game, but that's just a hunch feeling. But on paper, everything's a great matchup for the Niners here. Those three guys I just mentioned, they're great plays. Deebo Samuel, Emmanuel Sanders, fire him up, as well as George Kittle. So same kind of story that we have with the Browns. If you have a 49ers logo on your roster, you're likely going to play them.
Yep. 49ers defense, I'd say they're a good play.
They're okay.
Bills Steelers, Sunday night game. Actually,
that's a very good game.
Defensive matchup, yeah. Though.
If you're a fan of football, you like it. If you're a fan of fantasy, probably not.
Yeah, I mean, the Bills side, are you playing Josh Allen?
No.
No?
I'm probably not. Yeah. There's probably better options that like we've already talked about. A few guys that I would definitely play over Josh Allen.
Josh Allen, Jared Goff.
I go Goff.
Okay. All right. Josh Allen or Matt Ryan against the 49ers?
I go Josh Allen. Yeah, okay. That's crazy.
All right, good. Yeah, I'm not really looking to play Josh Allen either. Devin Singletary, you can throw him in your roster. I'm only seeing him as like a flex level play, personally.
I'm not even crazy about that at this point.
Yeah. And John Brown, I'm not playing. Really, the only Bill I'd consider playing is probably Singletary, realistically.
Yeah, that's probably the case. I mean, I'm not crazy about John Brown. He's not too solid of an option this week. I mean, we've seen him be good basically down the stretch this year. He had a great game, I think it was on Thanksgiving. It was one of those weeks. Whatever. We'll remember it eventually. It's not good against the Steelers. Their secondary, they've been lethal this year. Since the addition of Minkah Fitzpatrick, they've kicked it up a notch there. There's a reason they're 8-5, and it's because of that defense.
Then the Steelers side, Duck Hodges is somehow getting it done.
You know, I saw a stat. Last 2 weeks, he was an undrafted free agent, and he's beaten the number one overall picks. Yeah, it's crazy.
The fact that the Steelers are 8-5 is actually mind blowing.
So when I saw like the Steelers roster, if you just look at the Steelers roster right now, I would say they probably have like 4 or 5 wins.
Yeah, yeah. The fact that they're 8-5,
they're in the thick of it for the playoffs. Yeah, they're basically.
I mean, they're going to get obliterated in the playoffs. Their offense is not going to be able to move the ball. But still, they have a good defense. That's good for the next coming years here with young guys like TJ Watt and Minkah Fitzpatrick. But the Steelers side, you're starting James Conner if he's active, right? You're playing him. You can't bench him in the playoffs. Wide receiver-wise, I don't think I'm playing a wide receiver in this game. I think on the Steelers side, the only Steeler I'm playing is James Conner, I think. So I think we're Devin Singletary.
I kind of agree.
Devin Singletary, wow. James Conner. That's it.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
I think the Steelers' defense is a good play.
Yeah,
though.
That's probably about it, honestly.
Yep.
That's insane.
Yep. All right, let's go to the Monday night game. Colts-Saints. What do you expect in this game? What's going to happen?
Colts-wise, Marlon Mack, he seems to be back.
He's an okay play, I think.
I feel okay about it. Like, yeah, it's okay. I mean, the Saints defense, they've been very hit or miss this season. Last week, you saw them give up 48 points, so you don't know what you're going to get. They have the elite defense 1 week, and then the next week, you don't even know how those guys are on the field. So it comes down to how the Colts look, basically. That offensive line, that's what helps them move the ball. That's why they have been as good as they are this year. Jacoby Brissett, okay streaming option.
It's okay.
He's middle of the pack as well.
There's a lot of guys that probably went over him this week.
Would you go
Saints defense is good.
Yeah, would you go Jacoby or Jared Goff?
Ew.
Yeah. Who would you go?
Jacoby, I think. I think Jacoby.
Yeah, I agree. Jacoby is probably the safer guy right here. Receiver wise, Zach Pascal, maybe?
I think he's a fine play.
Yeah, he's a, you know,
I think he's a fine play.
Fire him up as a flex.
I see him as a low-end wide receiver, too.
Really?
That's what I see him as. Yeah.
I see him as a flex option.
It's a high-scoring game against the Saints.
Yeah, but they have Marshawn Lattimore. They can lock down a receiver. So it just comes down to like what like that Colts offensive line can do to kind of prevent the pass rush, as well as what the Saints defense actually looks like on this particular week. Because they are very, very hit or miss for the most part. So we'll see what we get.
Jack Doyle.
Love Jack Doyle this week.
Yep. Saints side, you are playing Drew Brees.
Yep.
Alvin Kamara.
Yep.
Michael Thomas.
Check.
Jared Cook. Check. Is...
I play him.
If he plays...
Yeah, if he's active, I'm playing him.
And that's it?
Probably, yeah.
Saints defense?
That's more of a stretch for me. I would probably pivot away.
Okay. Those are our matchups for this week. I hope you enjoyed that in-depth conversation about the matchups. I'm glad we spent a lot of time on it. Let's go to our starts of the week, our phenomenal starts. You could start it off at quarterback, Justin. Who you have?
All right, so my start of the week is Ryan Tannehill of the Tennessee Titans. So Ryan Tannehill, he has been, I might say, phenomenal.
Wow.
I'm so unfunny right now. So Ryan Tannehill last week put up 27 fantasy points. Great completion percentage, going 21 of 27, had almost 400 yards and 3 touchdowns. That was against the Raiders, who are second worst against the fantasy quarterback. And now this week they get the 27th ranked Houston Texans at home this time. I feel great with Ryan Tannehill. He's looked fantastic throughout the entirety of the season. He's been very consistent for your fantasy roster. I think his worst week, it was actually week 13. He put up 13 fantasy points. His next worst week is almost 19 points. So he gives you that very safe floor with that high ceiling to go along with it, scoring 27 and 32 fantasy points in 2 of the last 3 games. So fire him up if you can actually snatch him off the waiver wire. If he's still out there, please check. Pick him up and start him.
I'll make this short and sweet.
Yeah, that's right.
And we got Jimmy Garoppolo. Short and sweet. Jimmy Garoppolo is my phenomenal start. It's against Atlanta, the 30th against the fantasy quarterback. I'm going to play Jimmy Garoppolo in this matchup. Last week, he put up 28 against the Saints. The week before that, 9, but that was against the Ravens. 18 against the Packers. 29 against the Cardinals. I mean, like, he's had some really good games, so I'm playing Jimmy Garoppolo.
And I already mentioned this, my running back start of the week in the matchup segment, but my start of the week is whoever's starting for the Oakland Raiders. If Josh Jacobs is active, you're playing him, but in the likely event, he's not. I actually saw reports he's likely to play unless he has a setback, but we will see with that.
He does not care about your fantasy team.
He doesn't.
Did you see that?
He didn't say those exact words. There may have been some cuss words involved.
Well, he said something like that.
Yeah. We're keeping it PG here. Yep. It's a family show.
Yep.
But yeah, he does not care about a fantasy teams. I'm a little hurt, but I understand. But we saw DeAndre Washington last week. That Raiders run game, they looked pretty solid. Washington put up almost 19 fantasy points in that one, and they got the Jags, like I mentioned before. They're the worst team against fantasy running backs. So fire them up, please.
I'm playing Kenyon Drake for the Cardinals side. They're going up against the Browns. I just see this as a good game for Kenyon Drake. Honestly, I'm going to look up the stats, give you what exactly the Browns are ranked against the fantasy running back. Yeah, they're 26th against the run, 17th against the fantasy running back, but 26th against the run in general. So I see this as a good matchup for Kenyon Drake. Sorry about the noise. Last week he had 11 carries, 37 yards, wasn't great. 13 for 31 the previous week. I'm just saying I think Drake's going to be a good play this week.
And I'm going to stick in that same matchup. For my wide receiver start of the week, I'm going Jarvis Landry of the Cleveland Browns. And Landry has a juicy matchup, to say the absolute least. He's actually seen 10 targets plus in 5 of his last 7 games, and at least 7 targets in all of those games. So this target share, it is there for him. He's seen 115 targets on the season. So Baker Mayfield looks his way early and often in these games. And his last plus matchup he had was 2 weeks ago in Miami. He had 13 targets, 10 catches, 77 yards, and 2 touchdowns. And I believe he also had a rushing touchdown as well in this one. Did he not? I could be wrong. But, yeah, he did. I think he had a passing touchdown or something. He had some other kind of touchdown, but he was phenomenal in that Dolphins game, scoring 32 fantasy points. And I think you could see a potential 20-plus point performance against Arizona. It's pretty likely.
Okay, here's my big explanation. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Phenomenal start is...
Let's hear it.
Darius Slayton. You want to know why?
Why?
The Dolphins.
Oh, I thought you were going to say Eli Manning.
No. Your turn.
That's it?
Yes. He's playing the Dolphins. What else do you need to say?
Guys, you're not going to get this stellar analysis anywhere else.
Our listeners are smart. They know the Miami Dolphins are a terrible defense.
But yeah, they want to go Andrew. But why are the Dolphins bad?
Because their secondary is awful, and Ryan Fitzpatrick's probably going to maybe throw an interception. If Devontae Parker's not there, that's even worse.
There we go.
So, okay, go. I'm done explaining. You're up. Who's your tight end?
Why so angry?
Who's your tight end?
My tight end start of the week is Ian Thomas of the Carolina Panthers. Don't yell at me again. He's giving like an evil look. I'm a little scared.
Go!
Oh my god. But Ian Thomas, like I mentioned before in the matchups, he had 10 targets last week, 5 catches. That Kyle Allen looked his way last week. If Greg Olsen is inactive, fire up Ian Thomas. And if Greg Olsen is active, you play Greg Olsen. Seattle, they are not going to get to tight end. I think in the late 20s against the tight end position. So they get beat somewhere. That's where they get beat.
Yeah, my tight end start is O.J. Howard. This is kind of bold in the fact that he could easily give you 0 points, but this is based off the fact that Jameis Winston got injured, and they're going to have to score against the Lions because their Lions defense isn't great. They are ranked 17th against the tight end, so they're middle of the pack, but I'm just expecting O.J. Howard to have a good day with Mike Evans absent. Who's your defense?
My defense is the Philadelphia Eagles at the Washington Redskins. So it's more or less like a confidence play for me this week. We've seen the fantasy production from the Eagles defense not look too great the last couple weeks, but I'm sticking with them in this matchup against Washington because the Redskins are not good at football this year. They have a rookie in Dwayne Haskins, and I think the Eagles team, they are hungry right now. They had a very emotional win. I think that's going to carry over, like I said before, and I think they're really going to put up a good show on the defensive side of the ball.
And my defense, this is going to be a bold pick coming right at you.
Oh, boy, let's
bold
hear it.
Pick.
Oh, God.
The 49ers.
Oh, come on!
Against the Falcons.
I'm taking the New England Patriots. Start of the week.
Too bad.
Book it.
49ers defense against
my
the Falcons.
Goodness.
I couldn't find anyone else.
Oh,
so that's who I'm
goodness.
Taking. Do I really? Hey, there's injuries. There's question marks there. You said it yourself, okay?
But
I'm giving you the confidence to start up the 49ers, and that's all
I have to say. They're the number two defense on the
that's
year.
That's all I have to say.
That's like me saying I'll take Patrick Mahomes at quarterback.
Hey, I don't care. That's it. That's all I got to say.
My goodness.
Thanks for listening,
you know,
guys.
Be better, Andrew.
No, thank you for listening in. Just ignore Justin. Start the 49ers because it's a good call for me, okay? Just listen
to
me.
Okay. Okay, just listen here, okay?
Thank you guys for listening. I hope you enjoyed our matchups, our phenomenal starts. I hope you win in the semifinals of your playoffs.
Yeah, me too.
And, yeah, hope just pray that Justin wins one of his leagues at some point in his lifetime.
Just pray for me, guys.
If I win this year, oh, that'll be so nice. Maybe I'll give Justin a little bit of my money.
No, you won't.
You know, maybe I'll give him $1.
No, you won't.
Hey, you never know.
He's not.
Okay, thank you guys for listening. Go follow us on Twitter.
At the FF Phenoms. I'm gonna get in the last word.
Fine, go.
At the FF Phenoms, follow us on there as well. You can follow our personal Twitters. I'm at Justin Herforth, and Andrew is at PhenomAC. I know Andrew butchered that last week. He almost said at Andrew Cook, which he is not at.
You can't give out my full name on the internet.
Well, it's at Andrew Cook. Nowhere.
Okay, and so those are our Twitter handles, and thank you guys for listening. We appreciate it.
If you made it this far, thank you so much.
Later, guys.
Later. Peace.